get suddenly still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on. Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. In a sudden shift, a House committee is planning to release its report into former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
We're not expecting it to be released imminently, but certainly soon is the expectation. That being said, we do know that the House Ethics Committee did hold a vote to release it, that part of the process has already taken place. But again, it's just a matter of when we see that report in full. But we already know that the ethics panel was investigating Matt Gaetz for a number of allegations, including allegedly having sex with a minor.
Amid questions about his behavior, Gaetz withdrew his name from consideration as President-elect Trump's attorney general pick. Well, CBS's Allison Keyes tells us the U.S. Supreme Court has set a date to hear arguments over the law that could lead to a ban of TikTok.
The court says it will hear arguments January 10th over whether the law restricts speech in violation of the First Amendment. The law sets a January 19th deadline for TikTok to be banned in the U.S. unless its China-based parent company sells it. No word on when a decision might be issued.
And the court has agreed to hear South Carolina's move to cut off public funding to Planned Parenthood. A person in Louisiana is the first severe illness caused by bird flu. CBS's Jim Crisula.
The patient, whose symptoms have not been revealed, had been in contact with sick and dead birds and backyard flocks, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It's the first human case linked to exposure to a backyard flock. Previous bird flu illnesses in the U.S. had been considered mild, and most had been among farm workers exposed to sick poultry or dairy cows.
Now to Britain, where a teenager's been charged over a mass stabbing that cast a shadow over Taylor Swift's London concerts during the summer. CBS's Vicky Barker.
There were racist anti-immigrant riots after the stabbings at a Taylor Swift-themed dance class, which left three little girls dead and 10 other people wounded. In fact, the suspect, Axel Rudicabana, was British-born. The 18-year-old refused to speak. His lawyers entered not guilty pleas on his behalf.
Some evacuation orders have been issued in Southern California as a new brush fire has popped up. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Rick Montanez.
Fortunately, right now, the winds appear to be calm. The fire department Department says they're holding this fire at 30 acres. It is 20% contained, and they have more than a dozen firefighters out here who are working to dig that containment line and keep everyone in this community safe.
Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 158 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine County voters will head to the polls tomorrow to select a new county executive. Candidates Wendy Christensen and Ralph Malicki are competing for the position. Polls will be open from 7 to 8. Kenosha is focusing on school safety with a referendum set for February. Madison police are still looking into a motive connected to Monday's shooting.
At this time, it appears that the motive was a combination of factors. Again, we cannot share that information at this time.
That's Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes. Delays in getting a public defender have postponed a preliminary hearing for a man accused of killing a pregnant Kenosha woman. Lawrence G. Franklin is being held on $1.5 million bond. He appeared in court this week, but the delay will set things back to February. A proposed $300 million natural gas plant by We Energies aims to meet rising energy demands in Kenosha County and the area. If approved, work on a new 128-megawatt facility planned for Paris could start in February. And there is a potential for a white Christmas, but don't get your hopes up. Forecasters predict 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night, but temperatures may warm up to melt it by next week. Just to the north in Sheboygan and Fond du Lac, there's a winter storm warning for tomorrow and Friday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks win the NBA Cup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks, with a strong second half, beat the Oklahoma City Thunder by 16 points. The final 97-81. Bucks owner Wes Edens was there in Las Vegas with the team to accept the NBA Cup trophy.
It is so sweet. It's so great to be here. You know, last year it all happened kind of fast. We were very happy to be here. This year when they came in, they were here to do the business, finish the job, and they did it tonight.
Giannis, blocking shots, passing the ball, finished with 26 points and named the tournament's MVP.
We came out in the third quarter, we set the tone, we played great team basketball, we were moving the ball, guys were making shots, but most importantly, we are competing defensively. That's who we are. We are going to improve, and we're going to stay locked in because job is not done.
College football, Phil Longo, the offensive coordinator fired by the Badgers last month, has a new job, head coach at Sam Houston University in Huntsville, Texas. Receivers Will Pauling and C.J. Williams leaving Wisconsin, entering the transfer portal. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny and a bit breezy today, with high temperatures in the mid-30s slowly sliding to near 20 tonight. Snow moves in early tomorrow morning, creating slick and slippery roads. It'll continue throughout the day and accumulate around 2 to 5 inches before it finally winds down early Friday morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Harvey's rest of the story, 30 seconds away, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic physical therapy or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into racinediscenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Now, the rest of the story. There was a lot of competition among newspapers in that town, and Frank Hatton owned one of the papers. In his struggle for journalistic survival, he conceived a masterpiece of public relations. His newspaper would organize an essay contest for local school children, the future journalists of America, and the event would be concluded in a lavish award ceremony. And to provide music for this outdoor ceremony, Frank chose John. John would conduct the band. Plans proceeded smoothly that spring. The presentation was scheduled Saturday, June 15, and then one day shortly before it, newspaperman Frank Hatton met musician John by chance on the street, They briefly discussed the coming occasion, and Frank's eyes lit up. What the ceremony needed was a musical number composed especially for the ceremony. John nodded. Yes, there was enough time to write just such a piece. And the more he thought of it, the more he liked the idea. Well, the day of the presentation was sunny and exquisite. Promptly at 4 o'clock, John stepped in front of the band and led them in an opening rendition. And people were still arriving when the next number was announced. It was the special piece that John had written for the occasion. As the music began, latecomers, casually conversing, were suddenly silent. For John's creation was joyous, compelling, exciting. It was filled with strains that continue to haunt the hearers even after the piece was finished. Well, the rest of the story is one of twofold success. Frank Hatton's newspaper made it big, emerged as the major voice in its community, and one of the most prestigious daily publications in the world. Frank's newspaper was the Washington Post. The Washington Post. Now, about John the musician. His composition was a tremendous success. Some even linked the progress of the Washington Post newspaper to the phenomenal popularity of John's piece bearing the same name. For you see, the number he wrote for that award ceremony back in June of 1889 was the Washington Post March. John, of course, was leader of the United States Marine Band John Philip Sousa, remembered even now a century later as the March King. The Washington Post remains second only to the Stars and Stripes Forever, among the most popular marches Sousa ever wrote. In later years, Sousa would marvel at the far-reaching impact of the Washington Post March. In Europe, he noted, every two-step dance eventually became known as a Washington Post. In one New England town, a ball was given in which there were 22 dances scheduled on the program. On that occasion, at the insistence of all in attendance, the Washington Post March was repeated 22 times. American soldiers reported hearing the tune in remote peasant villages in France. One army major was astonished to encounter a Filipino boy performing the Washington Post March on a violin in the middle of a jungle in Borneo. Such was the saga of a song for a ceremony, a march that made a Washington, D.C. newspaper world famous and a Philadelphia music publisher rich, and John Philip Sousa. Well, John Philip Sousa charged his music publisher $25 for the piano arrangement, $5 for the band arrangement, and $5 for the orchestra arrangement, and that was it. Despite the incredible, inestimable wealth accrued by the Washington Post March, the most money John Philip Sousa, who authored it, the most money he ever saw for it, was $35. And now you know the rest of the story.
Oh, man. Paul Harvey's rest of the story, heard twice every weekday on WRJN. First time in the morning, 7:25 with Don Rosen. And then again, 12:05, as you just heard. Every weekday, WRJN.
Baby's good to me. You know she's happy as can be. You know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine. You know she tells me all the time. You know she said so. Things you know. with me and I feel fine.
From Radio Park to West Racine, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. My home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting you
Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven.
Local news, timeless hits, Christmas classics too on WRJN. The Birds did turn, turn, turn. I'm Dan Marcus. The Badgers need to turn things around. Now, they got to win against Butler, but they've dropped out of national rankings. So maybe they can get another national ranking if they beat Detroit Mercy Sunday. Pre-game at noon, 12:30 tip-off, and of course the entire Badger men's basketball game heard here on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Still searching for the perfect holiday present? Give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones move with confidence and ease, making every outing a breeze. Or bless them with a Power Lift Recliner complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort and independence at home. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions is here to make your holidays brighter and more mobile. Visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. This Friday, December 20th, make your way to Runnings in Burlington for a can't-miss event. From 9 to 3, a Milwaukee Tool specialist will be in store to offer project planning tips and expert insights. Plus, enjoy 10% off all Milwaukee Tool products throughout the day. Whether you're shopping for the perfect gift or upgrading your own tools, Runnings has the quality and savings you need, wrapped in holiday cheer. Visit Runnings in Burlington this Friday on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
It's the final day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas, and we're wrapping things up with a spectacular offer. 40% off all Big Deals gift certificates until midnight tonight. We thank you for shopping local and buying local through our Big Deals program. Your support for local business makes a real difference as the new year approaches. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and grab any remaining gift certificates at 40% off while supplies last. Today only with WRJN's 12 Deals of Christmas.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
Dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone.
Time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such soul.
The King always said, want to get thank you very much. So always waiting for him to say, you're welcome. You're welcome very much. But never did, that I know of at least. If you're playing the grown-up gift list contest, it's a text to win, and you should head to civicmedia.us/contest-terms for full rules for the text to win contest. Okay? Meanwhile, let's find out what's going on around the world and up your street with another update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County voters will cast their ballots tomorrow in a special election to choose a new county executive. Polls will be open from 7 to 8. The race has local businessman Ralph Malicki against County Clerk Wendy Christensen. Malicki was the top vote-getter in the November primary.
Voters are being told to verify their polling locations at myvote.wi.gov. Some polling places in Racine County have changed for this election. Public defender delays will cause a two-month setback for an accused killer in Kenosha. A preliminary hearing for Lawrence G. Franklin will take place in February after being delayed this week in court. He's charged with two counts of homicide for the death of Amaya Prather and her unborn child in Kenosha back in September. Franklin took off and was arrested in Texas. Prather was a 22-year-old mother of three and was 8 months pregnant. Franklin is being held on $1.5 million bond. Hundreds gathered in Madison at the state capitol for a candlelight vigil last night. They were there to mourn the victims of Monday's tragic shooting at Abundant Life Christian School. Police are still trying to find a motive in the shooting. A new $300 million natural gas plant could be coming to Kenosha County. We Energies is looking to stay on top of increasing energy demands with a 128-megawatt gas facility planned for the town of Paris. If approved, construction could begin in February, with the project completed by July of 26. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly sunny and a bit breezy today, with high temperatures in the mid-30s, slowly sliding to near 20 tonight. Snow moves in early tomorrow morning, creating slick and slippery roads. It'll continue throughout the day and accumulate around 2 to 5 inches before it finally winds down early Friday morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow. It's 33 at our studios.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you know that that man, Burl Ives, was the voice of Sam the Snowman, the narrator of that TV classic. Local news, timeless hits, Christmas classics too. That's what we're all about here at WRJN.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of the world? The world he left behind. Not so long.
Racine Park and Racine Case playing Friday night. Big rivalry starts at 6:30 on WRJN.
You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off the beat. You know you could have been a broom. The way you smell. You know you could have been some perfume.
local news, timeless hits, Christmas classics too, and the Packers. Monday Night Football. As the Packers play host to the Saints up at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. And you can hear the game here on WRJN. What a game it's going to be, too. With Larry and Wayne doing the call, sponsored by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. By Gabriel the Promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com. And by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. What a great game it's going to be. Packers and Saints Monday night, heard here on WRJN, and you know what I always say.
Everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
The holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
WRJN. On a Sunday afternoon, really couldn't get away too soon. I can't imagine any
local news, timeless hits, Christmas classics too on WRJN. The grown-up gift list, couple more keywords before the day is out. The next one coming in minutes, just after 1 o'clock here on WRJN.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number. But I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall.
station. Get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. With her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah.